This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
To set the tone for your day, hopefully anyway, hopefully it's a good tone, or at least positive, or at least you'll feel informed anyway when we get through going through what's going on. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Ken Kessler monitoring social media, Doug Steffen on top of things, Jennifer Horn, lazy son of a gun, went out last night, whipped it up, so she's not here to talk with us about the willful blindness that has been demonstrated. That's how the Washington Post today characterizes Ray Rice's suspension for two games. And then there is the league reconsidering. And then there is Roger Goodell apologizing. And then everybody wonders whether he went over the line. This elevator surveillance tape showing this athlete decking his fiance, and now she says, "You don't understand. You can't take football away from him. It's his real love." So, lady, what the hell are you doing with him then? If that's his real love, why'd you marry him? Good question, right? Isn't this sad? She thinks she didn't have any other choices? What's the story with that?
Well, it's classic abuse.
Yeah,
she doesn't think she thinks either she deserved it or it's nobody else's business what they do. Or
well, maybe there is something. Is there something to that argument that there's really nothing here for anybody else? This is between the two of them, and if they are okay with it, why should everybody else be up in arms about it? Why should the National Organization of Women be calling for Roger Goodell's ouster? Why is it any of their business? What these two
because he did it in public.
Well, sort of half in public, half in private.
In a public elevator on a surveillance camera. when you have a job like that with the when you're a high profile celebrity, you can't get away with that kind of thing. I mean, you shouldn't get away with it anyway.
Period.
Right. But you're out in public and you behave that way, even if you're not going to go to jail, the NFL couldn't do anything. Of course, they waited until the video came out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A lot of outrage here. So should this guy go to jail? 888-302-3684. You said there were more comments about this. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, than anything else that we've got going on in the last 24 hours, Kenny, right?
There's the iPhone 6 comments are starting to fill up, but lots of comments about Ray Rice. We asked on Facebook, did the NFL do the right thing? And Jay says, as long as it's the same for everybody, when you make a rule, it has to be for all, not just because something is in the public eye.
All players or all people?
I'm assuming this is about all players people. Because the NFL made this rule.
Mm-hmm. But shouldn't all people be treated the same no matter what they do? We know that's not true. We know there isn't equality in our country. We know there isn't equality in anything. There's no equality. What the business of the Constitution guaranteeing this, that, or the other thing, it's a joke. There isn't any equality in this country at all. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if this was a non-celebrity, just a couple regular people in the elevator, and the man decked the woman like that, and it was on the surveillance camera, I think that he would probably be in jail. I think somebody, security at the hotel, would have stepped in. Yeah. But because this was a famous football player, they looked the other way.
Isn't that wonderful? Welcome to America and the football season. Everything, it's the gods of football that are the most important, not the rest of the human beings. Nonsense. Okay, so the other thing is Kenny suggested that's really on the top of mind with lots and lots of people is this new Apple device, the iPhone 6. Big day for Apple yesterday. Our video of the day today gives you everything you need to know about yesterday's keynote, and it takes about 90 seconds. Mike, why don't you play this now, and then we're going to have Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health magazine, go over for us what this all means. But first, the video of the day today with an explanation, the Apple keynote from yesterday.
The iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, they are without a doubt the best iPhones we've ever done. Here on the left is an iPhone 5S, in the center, iPhone 6, and on the right, the iPhone 6 Plus. The 6 and the 6 Plus can take video up to 240 frames a second. It starts at just $199. We're going to start to ship them on September 19th.
So we've created an entirely new payment process.
That's it! Security is at the core of Apple Pay, but so is privacy. Apple doesn't know what you bought, where you bought it, or how much you paid for it. We're launching in the U.S. starting next month.
We have one more thing.
It fluidly zooms into apps. It enables nimble, precise adjustment.
You can see the clock is the center of the universe, and I can pan just by simply swiping on the screen here.
Apple Watch starts at only $349, and it will be available early next year. It's been a privilege to see you this morning.
Woo! Yay! Hooray! Whoopee! Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Are you planning to get the iPhone 6? A, yes, I can't wait. B, maybe I, if I can afford it. C, not sure. Doesn't look that much better than what I already have. I have a flip phone. I'm not sure about that. Not right away, but hopefully before i7 comes out. And E, no, I don't have any other iPhone, and I'm not going to start now. All right, so anyway, that's the poll. In a moment, let's dig into this a little deeper. Greg Stebbin joins us here on Good Day.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and I now have Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor at Men's Health magazine, with us with a focus on yesterday, whether it was a big day or not. Greg, okay, he's gone south, northeast or west. All right, so Kenny, while we get Greg back again, what do you make? He's tweeting about this at men'shealth.com/radio. What have we gotten? You said that they were beginning to tweet and put Facebook comments on our lines. What do you see there? What are people saying about this? And isn't this just a big ruse? I mean, for God's sakes, every time you turn around, there's a new iPhone, and people like Richie have to feel like they got to go out today and get a new phone, even though the one that they had yesterday was just servicing them just fine. All right, Greg, we're
trying to punch him up here, so we got to put him on another phone, Doug.
Right.
You know, this phone actually has been waiting for a few years. The iPhone 5S was really kind of just a holdover until we get to this phone. So now this phone, and a lot of the updates on this one were really on the 5S. So really the design of how the phone looks is the big thing here. The camera's the same. And a lot of the other things. The big thing that comes out now is this the pay thing that they have, the iPhone Pay thing, where you'll be able to just swipe your phone. iPay, yeah, where you just be able to swipe your phone. The camera is a little bit upgraded.
Greg here. Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on. There's an iPay system?
Yes.
Okay, I want a new phone that's the UPay system. I don't want to pay anymore. UPay. No more iPhone. No more iPay. UPay. All right, where's Stephen? Is he there? We got finally connected.
Yeah, hey, Greg.
Greg, can
I
you
thought I was
going to
get a phone with Doug Pay.
Doug Pay, no! Greg Pay! No more, Doug. We got to have to talk about this, Greg. So, yesterday, what did you spend your day doing?
Well, like all good tech reporters, I obsessively watched every minute of video, watched the live presentation, read what other people said, disagreed with many, many of the opinions.
In what way? What are you disagreeing about? What's the disagreement?
You know, to me, the if I was going to sum this up quickly, I'd say, yeah, they're phones, they're bigger, okay. Phones are now commodities, just... A lot of people are happy with the phone they want. They're not going to move. They're not going to get a new phone until they have to, or it's cheap. I think that's a challenge for Apple, but I think they're facing the challenge very aggressively with the watch. I think the watch is so far above anything that anyone has done, it's almost like comparing a Hyundai with a Maserati.
Really? How's that? Why is it so different?
I think that they see, it's interesting. It sounds like you were underwhelmed by it, and lots of people were.
The watch doesn't turn me on, so I'm interested, yes.
Well, I think when you look at it, it's not for everyone, first of all. But I think there's a segment of the population, a large segment of the population, that is so connected to the digital world through their phone and their tablet that this is just the next logical place to do it. And I think, as we've seen tablet sales fall away, for many people, the tablet wasn't a perfect solution. It wasn't the best solution wasn't getting bigger. It was actually getting smaller and having
right, wait a minute. Hold on
24 hours a day.
Wait a minute. Is there a Braille version of this?
Almost. There's something in the phone called Taptic Sensors. It can actually tell whether you lightly tap or press on the phone. It actually will be able to detect certain things just from the way you tap the phone. But I don't think that's the thing that's really going to change people's lives. I think the fact that Apple saw that this compared to something like Google Glass is not a personal device, and it's actually invasive for everyone else around you. The watch is something that is so highly personalized that I think people, this is not a good thing, but I think people are actually going to get this and obsess over it to a very unhealthy degree.
Well, there's a lot of that, a very unhealthy degree, all ages, no matter what the device. When you see high schoolers on their way to school step out in the middle of the traffic and get run over because they're still...
I was watching a kid on the curb yesterday paying attention to his phone. He saw me.
I don't think you have to be a kid to do that either. I mean,
well, maybe you're right.
Reading our text, reading our emails, changing the song, taking a photo, looking at it. And this actually is going to put access to all of that and your ability to interact even closer to you.
Well, so a lot of people are talking about this. That's where you can't run away from it. Greg, thanks. Greg Stebbin is the tech editor for Men's Health magazine, menshealth.com/radio. 21 at the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now 23 at the hour. What do we have here?
Time for some sweets.
I want some candy. I want candy. This song is not a dog. Big hit. One hit wonder group. That's the name of the tune.
I want candy.
Performed by this English new wave group that you have to identify in order to get a CD with a whole lot of one hit wonders on it. 888-302-3684 to identify the group. One hit, that's it, that's all I had. The 13-year-old lead singer, Annabelle Lewin, posed nude for the cover of the first album that this group had. It was ousted in 1983 after her mother pressed charges. I don't quite understand that. Ousted from what? Pressed charges against whom? Anybody know?
She was thrown out of the group because her mother was suing them.
Suing the group. But yeah. She was the lead singer, so how old are the rest of the singers in the group?
Well, no, but I guess that would explain why they were a one-hit wonder.
That would do it.
Song, this tune had been a hit in 1965 by the Strangeloves. The song actually sounds a little like Bo Diddley if you get into it.
Yeah, it sure does, yeah.
Maybe that is Bo Diddley there. Not Bo Diddley in the group. The group was reformed around Ms. Lewin in 1997 for a reunion.
Turned 21.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, get old enough to be nude, Richie. I Want Candy, featured in movies, TV commercials, and Victoria's Secret uses it in their fashion shows. That's it. It's the name of the group. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. The song I Want Candy was number one during this week in 1982.
All right, you got it? Is this a stumper or not? 888-302-3684. No, Bo Diddley. This is Bo Diddley, right? What does the other version by the Strange Love sound like, Richie? Do you know?
I don't know. Let me see if I have it here. What's the name of the band?
The Strange Loves. Sounds. I Want Candy. I Want Candy.
You know, the name of this band is just kind of funky enough. I would think people could remember it easily.
Well, it was. Didn't we have a song, Who Led the Dogs? I was at yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so use your imagination, folks. Or connect the dots. Yes, there was a little bit of a hint. Yes, yes, yes. I don't like stumpers.
I do not have it.
Right. You don't have it? What's the what is the problem with you? What is your problem?
I don't have every song in the world.
Just why not? Really?
Yeah.
All right, so who's this?
No, this is back to I Want Candy, yeah.
So I go ahead and hit the post on that, Richie?
Very good, though.
Pretty cool, huh? All right, let's see here. Let's work over Kelly, who's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Kelly, have I ever spoken with you before?
No, you haven't.
Never have I ever spoken to you, so it's my pleasure and privilege to have you on the Good Day program. How are you doing?
Great.
That's good. All right, so what were you doing during this part of 1982?
Watching too many music videos.
Really? All right. Get your lazy butt up and get to work, will you? What's the name of the group?
Oh, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow, 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 yes. That's the clever connection to yesterday's Who Let the Dogs Out. So you're going to win a big CD of a lot of one-hit wonders, my friend. Happy you're listening, Kelly. Be safe. Have a wonderful day. 28 after the hour, and good day. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee, like BuzzBox coffee, can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on that orange BuzzBox on the right-hand side of any page.
Without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How's that? Here, here, instead of now, now. Richard McFadden at the controls in our Washington studio and our originating network, Radio America, along with Ken Kessler, who's out in San Diego monitoring. He didn't have to be there to monitor Facebook, but, you know, it's a handy place to be, nice place to live. Why not, right? You can do it from anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. I'll be in the Golden State for a couple of days this weekend. It'll be a nice trip to go out there and fry because it's pretty hot from the West Coast. South. And did you see the rain and how much rain actually took away Arizona and Nevada? Woof, man.
Yeah.
Rain, rain, go away and come again another day. Could we say that for Roger Goodell? Could we say that for what's going on in the NFL? Is it just because it's football season, or would this be big news? The two stories that seem to be sort of playing into one, the situation with Ray Rice and his wife and the video and Goodell and what a boob he apparently is. Like all of these commissioners, they all are like presidents. They're all politicians. They all get there because they curry favor with the owners of the teams. So that means they do what the owners want. So is Goodell just a reflection of the boobs that own the teams? Is it just really,
yes,
he's a mirror.
He is a mirror of the owners.
Yeah, okay. So let's see if we can dig into this a little bit more with an interview Nora O'Donnell did on CBS with Goodell. I wonder if he squirms in here like Obama squirmed when the NBC reporter went after him.
There are two big questions here, and she hits both of them. One is, when did you see the video? When did you first see this newest video?
Yes, right. Yep.
And the second question is, listen, on the first video, we saw him drag her limp body out of the elevator.
Uh-huh.
Why does this change anything? And she hits him on both right here.
When did you first learn about this second tape?
Yesterday morning. I got into the office and our staff had come to me and said, there's new evidence, there's a video that you need to see, and I watched it then.
Did you know that a second tape existed?
Well, we had not seen any videotape of what occurred in the elevator. We assumed that there was a video, we asked for video, but we were never granted that opportunity.
So did anyone in the NFL see the second videotape before Monday?
No.
No one in the NFL?
No one in the NFL, to my knowledge, and I've been asked that same question, and the answer to that is no.
How is it that the NFL couldn't get their hands on the second tape, but a website called TMZ could?
Well, I don't know how TMZ or any other website gets their information. We are particularly relying on law enforcement. That's the most reliable. It's the most credible. And we don't seek to get that information from sources that are not credible.
The question becomes, did the NFL drop the ball, or was the NFL willfully ignorant about what was on this tape?
Well, we certainly didn't know it was on the tape, but we have been very open and honest, and I have also from 2 weeks ago when I acknowledged that we didn't get this right. That's my responsibility, and I'm accountable for that.
But what changed? I mean, on the first tape, she was lying unconscious on the ground, being dragged out. Did you really need to see a videotape of Ray Rice punching her in the face to make this decision?
No, we certainly didn't. And I would tell you that what we saw on the first videotape was troubling to us in and of itself. But what we saw yesterday was extremely clear, is extremely graphic, and it was sickening. And that's why we took the action we took yesterday.
What does that mean that he was suspended indefinitely? Does that mean Ray Rice will never play in the NFL again?
I don't rule that out, but he would have to make sure that we are fully confident that he is addressing this issue clearly. He has paid a price for the actions that he's already taken.
Really? You know, what price is he paying? He's not able to play anymore, and he doesn't get paid, right?
Well, he lost all of his sponsors yesterday. Huh. All of them. Gone.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah.
That's another almost $2 million a year.
Yeah.
And I would say that Goodell...
That's what the wife is concerned about. Maybe that's why she's up in arms, because he's not going to be able to make a paycheck. She's stuck with this guy. Married.
She's stuck with him, obviously, for the money.
Huh.
And now he doesn't have the money anymore.
Big D time.
So, but you know what? You see that video, and we all know of domestic abuse, and we all assume that we know what happens. But until you see it, it's shocking. And you go, oh, my God, I didn't even think about this being this bad. And... we're all stupid.
But Richie, these things happen every day.
They do.
All across
but you
the
don't.
Country.
But they
men
do.
Brutalizing
they do.
Women.
They do. But you don't see it. You do not see it like you saw it yesterday. And that's what Goodell is saying. Goodell is saying, you know, he's not coming out and saying it like this, but he's saying, you know, okay, we knew that something.
Right, so
happened.
You giving him a pass? You giving Goodell a pass?
I'm saying we're all just as blind as he was.
Mm-hmm.
Because
make it right.
Doesn't at all, okay? But when I saw that video yesterday, I was taken back to where before I was just like, okay, yeah. And it's a whole different thing when you see it on video.
More than a pig. He's just a pervert. This kind of stuff is... the fact that we're talking about it is bothersome because...
So,
but it gives people ideas.
Well, but here's the other thing. It also addresses the problem. Mm. Doug Steffen, Dudley, do you in your heart think that Ray Rice should get a second chance?
No.
If he, in fact, addresses the problem.
What's the problem? Which problem are you going to address?
The fact that he's got a violence problem, yeah, a problem controlling his emotions.
That? What causes that?
Let's say that he goes and seeks psychiatric help, and he and his wife, they go through all of the motions to get help. And
I'm
just
cynical. I'm way too cynical.
And he starts a foundation to help fight against domestic abuse.
The Michael Vick Foundation to save dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So people don't deserve a second chance?
I'm not saying that. I think it's circumstantial. And in this circumstance, when you look at that and you listen to these people dripping with their words with irony,
right?
The fact that it gives people, I don't know, ideas. This whole thing is so warped. The damn game itself and the helmets and this. Somebody's going to come up. Some lawyer will come up with a defense. For this guy that he had how many concussions? Find out how many concussions this guy has had, if he's had any, and that's going to be his defense. And they'll go back and they'll plead their case with the NFL, and he'll get back on the field.
But he won't get back on the field. That's
not
to
be bad.
Here's what I was thinking yesterday. If this guy were a plumber, he'd still be at work today.
Mm-hmm.
If he were a car salesman, his coworkers wouldn't have any idea what's going on in his personal life.
You were a lady.
Right. The only reason we have any idea of that this is going on is because he plays in the NFL. So if it were you or me or your Joe the plumber, we wouldn't have any idea that this guy's wife is being abused.
There'd be noise if it was you or me.
Right, yeah.
There'd be some noise about it.
But I mean,
the folks that now have called for Goodell's firing, the National Organization for Women, think that, and the women, the wife says, oh, leave us alone, whether she's still playing that song a month from now or a year from now when he doesn't have any money, remains to be seen. All right, let's turn this around a little bit, okay? Because we spent all this, 8 minutes talking about what a scumbag he is and Goodell, blah, blah, blah. The story that appeals to me more than this from football is the story of Devin Still. Devin Still, you may remember, we talked about him, I think, last Thursday or Friday. It was a brief conversation about this fellow who was on the Bengals squad, and he was cut. So he thought he was out, but the Bengals signed him to play on the practice squad so that he could pay for his daughter's cancer treatment. Here is the story that was on Good Morning America.
For Cincinnati Bengals defensive tackle Devin Steele, it was a 1-2 punch.
I just broke down in tears, and I couldn't stop crying.
In June, his 4-year-old daughter Leah, the energetic light of his life, diagnosed with stage 4 pediatric cancer.
It was like my whole world turned upside down.
Still blindsided, foregoing off-season workouts to spend every moment with her.
You're gonna be just like this.
The 25-year-old even shaved his head in solidarity. Then another blow. The Bengals cutting Steel from the team Saturday.
I completely understand where the Bengals were coming from when they cut me, because I couldn't give football 100% right now.
But this morning, an emotional second chance. The Bengals offering Steel a spot on his practice squad, providing him with much-needed medical insurance and $6,300 a week in salary to help pay for Leah's care. Even better, it means less travel, keeping him close to the little girl he calls the selfie queen.
They could have washed their hands with me and said that they didn't care about what I was going through off the field. It's kind of like a blessing in disguise for me.
Both daddy and daughter now determined to return to the game stronger than ever.
If we're going to go to battle with cancer, and she's willing to put up the fight to beat it.
Very sweet.
Well, it is sweet, but I'm going to take
it's nice.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Okay, so Doug's going to be a jerk here for a minute, all right? And this is not about Devin Still. This is about the guy who did the report. Who is that? And why can't they find somebody?
It's Michael.
Who is he? Is he a former player or something?
Yeah, he's Michael and Regis's replacement.
Ah! No wonder. I thought there was something I recognized in him. Why don't they fix his teeth, for God's sakes, so that when he speaks, he doesn't sound like somebody from the other side of the tracks?
Nice.
No, listen to it. It's
So what?
That's not what professional people who are on the air ought to sound like, from my vantage point anyway. I mean, I certainly make mistakes, but I was all...
I'm pretty sure that Michael Strahan could care less about what you think about
this. Listen, he can care less. I'm making a statement based on what I...
That guy's doing all right.
I watched him once.
Not based on his linguistic ability to deliver the news.
Yeah.
He made it based on his personality.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
He's got a nice personality, I guess.
He's got a great personality.
I haven't watched Kelly and Regis since Regis wasn't there. So, I don't even begin to understand.
Strahan does a great job.
How are the ratings of that show?
They do well. Okay. They do well.
Okay. So, without me, they've got a good show anyway. Without me, what?
That's right. They don't need you.
All right. Okay.
He'd like to have you, I'm sure.
Really? Really?
But they
I'm
don't
sure
need
he's
you.
A great guy. Just as an old sort of...
No,
as a long-time professional at this, do I always sound like I'm on top of it? No. Do I always pronounce everything correctly? No. But I don't sound like this while I'm talking all the time on the air.
Yeah, the fact that he got moved to GMA and does news stories, I mean, that was a big thing, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago or something. They moved him into the GMA slot as well as the Kelly and Michael thing.
Okay.
But, you know, he's not a news guy, but he's a nice guy and people like him. Right now he's more popular than you are.
I'm sure of that.
Because you're
making a lot more money.
Yeah.
Then somebody will take a shot at me. Go ahead. I just think that as a professional pronouncer, I'd like to have
listening to a reporter on an NPR station.
Really?
WAMU, the local, one of the local NPR stations.
That's a big NPR station.
And I was like, wow.
Actually, you know what? The lady who's the most popular person on AMU has a, I think she had a stroke a number of years ago, and it slowed down her speech.
Yes.
And people have made they've been cruel about how she still does a great job and has a great program. I like her. And it isn't about liking these people. It's nothing about Michael himself. It's about just the way he's being used. Let's put it that way. The person who does, and certainly admittedly, the world of television reporting, radio reporting, people are on the air. In the old days, the big formal, big voiced announcer says A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right. You think of Diane Reams.
Diane Reams.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good program. Anyway, and Michael, I'm sure, you know, the people at ABC aren't stupid. They knew what they were doing, hopefully, when Regis left. But it annoyed me because it's sort of like age. As I get closer to that age myself, at least I have control of my own destiny. I don't have to worry about somebody else. So I just do this program and stations carry it, hopefully, and it will carry it as long as I choose to do it, which will be a long, long time. The other side of it is that I think that maybe I've worked this too hard. Television news in 60 seconds. Jennifer's not here, so I'll do what I can to inform you as to what's going on quickly here on the Good Day program.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. All right, television news, putting friends and cheers together, sort of Hollywood game night together. You've got the Pub Quiz, a new comedy that works at NBC, inspired by bar trivia games. Who's going to be interested?
They call it Fears.
Fears?
Friends and cheers.
Oh, I got it. Thank you very much, Richie. Very clever.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Let's not waste any time getting to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, a great weekend radio program. He's a pet expert, a pet psychologist, a pet psychic, a pet provocateur, whatever name you want to know.
Did you mean psychic or psychotic? I didn't hear that.
Both of those things, yes.
Take your pick.
Warren has some interesting stories, and we will get to them, plus reference to things that you want to know about with regard to your pet statistics. We'll start with those in just a moment here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And what people hear is they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a muff of that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limited supply. See store staples.com for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
All right, so we have Warren Eckstein from Petro with us here on Good Day, and he has stats on cats.
Cat stats.
More people do what than what?
More people have cats than own stock in this country. 14% of Americans have stock. 30% of Americans live with cats.
This goes to show you how crazy this country is.
No, it's a much better investment with a cat than stock.
If you're not feeling good,
what's your stock going to do for you? Your cat will come over.
All right, let's go on. Let's keep going here. Take the T out of stocks, and what do you have?
Take the T out of stocks.
You saw the, as a matter of fact, I think you were responsible for me learning the story about this Great Dane who had how many pairs of socks in his stomach?
Oh, I forget the number. I don't have it up on the screen. It's like 42 or 50 something, some ridiculous amount of socks. That solved the problem. It took a dog to figure out where all those socks disappear.
Well, how in the world? How do you get 43 pair of socks?
It's amazing.
In your stomach.
It's amazing what they can do. I did a story not too long ago, Doug, about a dog in Florida that swallowed a 12-inch serrated knife. They rushed the doctor, not a scratch. They operated, took the knife out. The dog was fine. There wasn't any type of scratch in the esophagus or anything.
My pugs eat everything. You cannot imagine the things we find when cleaning up around the yard, when we have to go out every other day or something and pick up, behind them. The things that they swallow and then pass through their body
is unbelievable. Don't feel bad. I once worked with a dog that ate a spool of thread, and for 3 months, every time he went to the bathroom, I had to cut the string. Every single time. And it was like cutting the string for like 3 months.
What a great video that is.
That's what made me an expert.
By the way, a video of a fire at a home that was a pet daycare center.
Yeah.
And it was in New Jersey. It sort of really disturbed me. It took place a week or so ago. This was 35 years had been a pet care facility. There are a lot of these around, aren't there? A lot of homes, a lot of people are taking care of dogs.
I wish there were more regulations, though, Doug, because let's face it, realistically, first of all, any place I would ever leave my dog has to have someone there 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, they have to have a veterinarian on call 24 hours, 7 days a week. But more importantly, they have to have some type of evacuation system set up. I work with a place in Los Angeles, just outside of Los Angeles, Delta Rescue. It's a large rescue. They have over 1,500 animals there. It's a sanctuary. They have their own fire department. There's two fire trucks that are there
24/7.
Wow. Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. So that's why I tell people, if you're going to leave your pet with a person or a show or a boarding facility, go there several times before you leave them. Go there at night. Go
check
there in the morning. Yeah, check
Good
them
advice.
Out carefully. Horrible
right.
situation.
We'll end with a thought from the video of the day from last Friday, which is Richie aimed right at you as a pug owner. This is about as much fun as you could have looking at something that is just classic. The video is a pugs playing ball.
No, they're playing in a ball pit.
Ball pit, yeah.
Yeah, and so there's one of those little ball pits, 3 foot by 3 foot, and you throw the balls in it, and it's just a mesh net.
And that dog is going crazy. Didn't every dog want to play with balls? I remember when Charlotte was able to play, he had his orange like a Pepsi ball.
I put my pugs on the trampoline last week, and they were hysterical.
I name all of the balls my dog have. If I say, go get Roger, he gets the orange one. If I go get this one, they get that one.
Thank you.
Every once in a while, I come up with one.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.